USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Failed crypto exchange. FTX's U.S. entity is not solvent, putting into doubt whether American customers can expect to see their funds return. At a hearing held by the House Committee on Financial Services, new FTX CEO John J. Ray III.
The question really is, are there wallets that we don't know about? Certainly that is the potential, because the way this company was organized, there may be wallets that don't have our names, we don't know where they are, and that's going to be a difficult task ahead of us. But what we can see, what we have visibility to, we're grabbing control over.
A powerful storm has created tornadoes in the southern United States and brought heavy snowfall and other extreme weather across the U.S. and parts of Canada. The storm has injured several people in Texas and damaged buildings. Roughly 9,000 U.S. flights were delayed Monday and Tuesday because of the storms. The weather has also closed down roads in some western states that are expecting up to 2 feet of snow. Sudden death in sports takes on a whole different meaning in Iran.
An Iranian soccer player has been sentenced to death, according to Iran Wire. There have been widespread protests in the country since the September death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, who died in custody after being detained by morality police on suspicion of breaking the country's strict rules around head coverings. 26-year-old Amir Nasser Azadani was arrested in November for protesting and in relation to the killing of a police colonel. He's been accused of waging war against God and is set to be hanged. I'm Victoria Idoni.
The Pentagon is finalizing plans to send Patriot missile batteries that can shoot down incoming missiles to Ukraine. Russia has ramped up missile strikes on key Ukrainian infrastructure. As a result, the administration is scheduled to announce the deployment as early as this week. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
The federal government could partially shut down on Saturday if financial arrangements are not made in Washington, D.C. by the end of business Friday.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says lawmakers need more time to negotiate a bill for avoiding a partial government shutdown, calling for a short-term CR bill that would hold over into the new year after Congress reconvenes from the holidays.
An omnibus remains the best and most responsible option to ensure we have all the resources we need to serve the American people at full capacity like they deserve.
I'm Tim Berg.
The open border policy has created an invasion onto the United States and will only get worse in the coming days when Title 42 goes away. Representative Henry Cuellar, the Democrat from Texas on MSNBC, says this is not fair to border Americans.
You will see that the border is open, and it's not fair to the border communities. Who's speaking for the border communities? Who's looking out for the border communities? And I think the administration needs to look at that.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced Tuesday that she is commuting the death sentences of all 17 inmates awaiting execution in her state. Brown, a Democrat with less than a month remaining in office, said she was using her executive clemency powers to commute the sentences and that her order will take effect today. A meteor that exploded over Canada last year has been traced to an area far beyond the orbit of Pluto. USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10/1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.